Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
So Luke chapter 5, verse 36. Now, please do not turn your head off when I read this to you just because you've heard it preached before. Can y'all do that? Look at somebody and say, please don't. And he spoke a parable unto them, and he said, no man puts a piece of new garment on an old. If otherwise, then both the new makes a tear or a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agrees not with the old. And no man puts new wine in old bottles, else the new wine will bust the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desires new, for he said the old is better. Now, how many of you have heard this parable preached before? Be truthful. I want to share something with you tonight. And it's going to be, I believe, to be very prophetic. Because many times in our life, we just want things to be the way that we want them to be. And when life changes, because life will change. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. You're changing. Every day you look in the mirror, you're changing. Go ahead and say it. You look better and better every day. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Okay, every day you're looking better. Thank the Lord for every beautiful wrinkle. Y'all not saying nothing. Thank the Lord for every beautiful little age and every beautiful little thing and every little crow foot. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. You women spend a lot of time looking really good. Huh? Crow foot's when you get them little things off the side of your eye. I had to learn that. My wife is one of those makeup people. She picks on me. She says, sometimes, honey, you look old. I said, well, if you've been where I've been and beat on like I've been beat on, then you would understand. But see, I need you to look at this scripture and really understand. Because many times in our life, this is where we're at going into 2018, in the year of 2018, new beginnings. Okay, and many times what happens in our life is we want to carry over things that's been a part of us before. You want to carry on old traits, old traditions, old things, and old mindsets, and old ways. And I don't know about anybody else, but you know, there's times that you begin to look back in the old heydays of church and go, man, I remember when church was like this. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I remember as a young man not leaving out of places of prayer and praise till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember those days, and I'm like, Lord, I'm hungry for that. And the Lord says, why are you looking in the old, and all you're doing is patching on to yourself and saying, oh, I just wish I had this again, when what I'm really asking for is for you to become new to be able to hold what I'm getting ready to do. So what we need to understand is this, is that this parable, Jesus is speaking to us and he's saying, you can't take something old and put something new on it. It may look pretty for a time. It may look like something, no, y'all ain't saying nothing. It may look like it's going to work. It may look like it's going to hold together. But the truth is that you cannot tie something new onto something that has already been weathered, beaten, broken, busted, and disgusted. Because when you sow into it, it begins to pull apart. So what happens is in your life, as God tries to pour in new to you, the patch that he had put on you and you still didn't change from the old, it just begins to pull itself away. How many of you in here has had the Lord pour a fresh anointing on you? Oh, come on, church, help me in here. Listen, Sunday morning, I watched the anointing of God begin to empower and hit people all over this sanctuary. And when it did, the first thing that happened is the enemy came in and attacked you in a place that was old. Preach, Pastor Eric. The enemy came back and hit you in an area where you were still old. So the very thing that God had placed on you that was new, okay, it cannot stay on something that is old. Preach, please, Pastor Eric, just preach. Help me right here. He went on to say this. He said, you cannot put new wine into old bottles. I dare you to look at somebody and say, you're a vessel. Look at somebody else and say, you're a vessel. Are you ready? How many of us in here has been praying or is still praying, Lord, I want a fresh anointing? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Come on, church. Listen, I know we might be few, but I also know where we're at. How many of you in here been praying and say, Lord, I need a new anointing. I want fresh fire. I want, Lord, I got to have. And the Lord is trying to get us to understand, I cannot pour a new anointing into something that's old because you will bust. You say, Pastor, have you seen that happen before? Yes, I have. I've watched as I've seen men and women of God, truthfully, for my whole ministry. I've watched them as they begin to grow. And I watched the power and the anointing of God come upon them. And what happened is after a while, the anointing was more than their character. And because their character was weaker than the anointing, they broke. You ain't saying nothing. Can I help everybody here? There's some times where I've just had to ask the Lord, break my bottle. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing up in here. But Pastor, I don't want to let go. No, it's not I don't want to let go. It's you've got to let go. If you want new, you got to let go. Are you ready? It's why you see we're changing things. Now you find a youth service on Tuesday night now with them because you know what? They don't need to be sitting out here listening to me give meat when they can't handle meat. They need to be in the place where they can grow and they can fellowship and they can have people speak to them on their level so that their vessels can be formed to hold the anointing that's coming. Amen. So I want to speak to all of us adults in here tonight. And I want to ask you, are you ready for the new wine? Are you ready for the new beginning? Are you ready for a new anointing? Are you really ready to say, break my bottle, Jesus? Just break it so that you can form me new. I was on the way in this morning. I got a 45-minute ride to get here. And the Holy Spirit convicted me, and I want to say this to everybody here because you're leaders, and I pray that anybody that listens to this podcast, I'm speaking to pastors and teachers and everybody, listen, I'm speaking to mature Christians. Are you ready? I was coming into work this morning, and the Lord said, you consider this a job. I said, well, Lord, I work for you. He says, yes, you do work for me. You do. But I don't want you to be a hireling. I want you to be one of relationship. And he began to ask me questions that were very personal to me. And I began to realize that somewhere in the mix, the enemy will come in and distort and steal from you. Just because you sit in a pew every service does not mean that you got a relationship. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Just because you sing on a praise team, just because you teach in a classroom, just because you work, you're an usher, or you're a leader in the church, just because you're in a position in the church does not mean you're in a relationship with Him. You can be doing it by works, and one day it will be fired up by the Holy Spirit in heaven, and they will melt away, and the only thing that will stand is what you've done in relationship with Him. And I begin to realize, you know what, Lord? You know what, Lord? For a little while here, I've been a little lopsided. Because you need to realize sometimes you can get so busy doing things for God that it takes the place of receiving from God. And that's where I got that R&R from today. See, in 2018, we're going into R&R. We're going to release and we're going to receive. Everybody just say R&R. Y'all ain't going to forget this tonight, are you? Some of y'all are going to walk out here going, I'm getting some R&R. Everybody's thinking rest and relaxation. I'm saying no, release and receive. I don't know about anybody else, but rest and relaxation doesn't do nothing for you or put anything on you or in you or around you. But guess what happens? When you release, then you can receive. Amen. So I'm in the place right now where I want to release because I know as fast as I release, the receiving is already overtaken. You wonder why right now my phone is blowing up. Come preach, come preach, come preach. Bring your praise team. Come, 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 come. And it's not because of how great somebody preaches or sings. It's because the more I release, the more we're going to receive. See, I believe that there's a call in the Spirit for the church this year. You ready? For all of us here to realize it's time to break the bottles and just say, Lord, just remake me. Not because pastor said so, but because God said so. Y'all ain't saying nothing in this house. Lord, break me, mold me, and shape me into what you want me to be so that you can pour a fresh... See, I don't want Azusa Street. I don't want Brownsville Revival. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I don't want those moves of God. I want the move of God that He has for me and for this city. That's what I want from Him. I don't want the old. I don't want that. I want what He has for me right here. I want what He has for you right here. And the only way He can do that is break us so that we can be remolded so that when He pours the new... You wonder why Pastor brought out the bowl on Sunday. I've never seen nobody bring out a bowl. I've never seen nobody do this. And the Lord says, because I'm trying to do something new. He said, tell them to rip off their patches. See, I don't know about anybody else, but you do realize that you got some holes in your life. You got some areas that you've been hiding your nakedness from God. Y'all don't want me to even go there. You know, the only time you patch something is because it's in a place that you want to hide. I'm preaching. The only time you ever want to patch something or cover it up is because it's in a place that you want to cover up. Isn't it funny that after Adam and Eve sinned, what did they do? They covered themselves. Preach, Pastor. Just go ahead and preach right here for just a minute. And the Lord said, who told you you were naked? Can I help anybody here? I believe the Lord wants us to get back to the bare necessities. Let's follow Him just like Adam and Eve did in the garden. Whenever He calls, we come running. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Hello. He provides and we receive. Come on, church, listen, are you hearing me right now? Let's get back to the basics of realizing that God is God and we are not. Let's get back to the basics of saying, Lord, listen, I need you to uncover all the trash in me so that you can do a new thing in me. Amen? I've come into 2018 to realize, listen, church, are you ready? That there's some areas inside of me that the Lord is pulling patches off and they hurt. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Anybody dealing with some hurt right now? Anybody dealing with some areas that right now that hurts, you begin to realize that as the Lord begins to pull it back and your mess starts to come out, you go, oh man, I don't like that, and you try to push it back up, and the Lord just keeps pulling by the Holy Spirit. It's because He's calling you to a higher level. He's calling you to a place that you can receive something new. I don't know about anybody else, but I feel a stirring on the inside of me that is crying out for His presence and for more of Him, and I begin to realize that in the ripping and the tearing off of the junk I've had on me, that all the mess begins to pour out of me. Look at somebody and say, you're a mess. Be truthful in church. You a mess. Amen? In a funny way and in a, never mind. You just a mess. Lord, uncover those things. Because let me tell you something that happens with a pouring of new wine. Are you ready? New wine is different. Old wine becomes so accustomed to its surroundings that it just sits there. But new wine is different. New wine has to expand. New wine has to grow. It has to breathe because it's fermenting. It's a process. See, there goes that word again. It's a process. And listen, if you're not in the place of handling the new wine, as the process of God begins to expand you, you find out. You find some people that whenever the anointing hits them, they have a great anointing, but then they explode. Many of them, they leave the ministry. Many of them get caught up in adulterous affairs. You ain't saying nothing. Many of them get into messes. Money becomes their God. Oh, y'all, pastor's preaching right here. It's because the Lord is trying to pour a new anointing, a new wine. He wants to cause something to happen into the place that it's going to cause an expansion in you. Does anybody feel a stretching whenever you're under the anointing? Anybody? Anybody ever been in a place where the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you and you don't know what to do? You need to stand here in these shoes a little bit, because there's just time whenever I don't know what to do because the Holy Spirit's moving. And listen, I can either try to control it or shut it down, or I can let it loose. And you know what? There comes a place where you begin to realize, you know what? I want to be in that new wine that as He expands, I just go with Him. As He begins to move, I just move with Him. So that, you know what happens when you put new wine in a new wineskin? It expands with it. It's tempered by it. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Come on. Listen, there is a fresh anointing, a new anointing that's coming, that if you do not grow with it, it will be wasted. I'm speaking to leaders tonight. Are you ready? Are you hearing your pastor right now? It's getting ready to be poured out, and my question to you is this: will it be spilled out, or will you grow with it? You can't patch it. Because you know what happens? You'll find somebody doing this. Roller coaster. Yeah. 1 minute they're on the mountain, next minute they're in the valley. No, can I help you? As the Lord begins to pour this new anointing in and this new wine into your life, listen, be a new creation. There's time for Him to pull the stuff off so that you can get to the place where you can just say, you know what, Lord? Just get rid of that. Just get me ready for the new. You do realize that when you put new wine into a new wineskin, the wineskin begins to help temper the fermentation. You do realize that the Lord wants your personality and you. Oh, you ain't going to help me. You know, he made you just the way you are. Okay? I'm not Joel Osteen. I'm just a little country bumpkin that loves to preach. And I break it down on levels that nobody else can understand. But I begin to understand that as he pours a new wine into me, that I'm going to grow and he's going to use me for who I am. You understand that my anointing is not your anointing. Your anointing is my anointing. That he's trying to use what you have and begin to bring you up so that you begin to expand with him and grow with him and move with him and not be wasted. Is everybody doing okay? Are you learning anything? Can you handle one more? You sure? Are you still in Luke? Look at Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, verse 39. When you get there, I want you to say amen. Are you there? Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, he would have known of what manner of woman this was that touched him, for she's a sinner." Because you find in verse 38, this woman comes in and she begins to anoint his feet, washing them with her tears and then wiping them with her hair, kissing his feet, and then anointing them with ointment. Y'all see it right there in verse 38? Verse 39, you find them saying this. And Jesus answered them saying, "Simon, I have something to say to you." Verse 41, "And there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. One owed 500 and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. And tell me therefore, which of them will love him most?" And Simon answered and said, "I suppose that he which had forgiven the most," or had been forgiven the most. And he said to him, "You judged rightly." And he turned to the woman. Now look at verse 44. This is very important. You ready? He said, "See this woman? I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet. But she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased kissing my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. And therefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." Now, can I break this down to where we can all understand it? Are you ready? I'm not going to preach the part about the woman coming in and crying and wiping his feet with tears, because you already know what she did. What I want to get to is the other side of the coin, because I'm talking to leaders tonight. Are you ready? We're so quick to judge. And here you find Jesus looking at this Pharisee, this man who was very acknowledgeable of the things of God, knew everything about the Word. Are you hearing me? To be a Pharisee, you were raised in that. You had to be able to quote it. You had to be able to know it. He was very learned, and he invited Jesus into his house. Now watch what Jesus said. He said, "From the time that I walked in this door, you didn't even give me water to wash my feet." See, we can do all the works we want to for God, but if there's no relationship, oh, Jesus, have mercy. Help me right now. I got 15 minutes. Can you handle this? Can you handle it? Are you ready? Because I believe God's growing us. This is a word for all of us to go home and eat on, because this year we're going to see a change in us to see a change in this ministry. Are you ready? Are you ready? He looked at him and said, "Look, you gave me no water even for my feet, but watch this. There was someone in relationship that would say, 'I will wash your feet even with the tears from which I've been through.'" Do you understand that this woman who came to him, every sin had been laid bare. When she seen Jesus, every patch had been pulled off of her wineskin. And her sin was naked before him. Is everybody doing okay? This just came alive to you, didn't it? And from her very soul, the very bowels of her soul began to open up, and the tears would not stop pouring herself out on him. Everybody say, that's relationship. When's the last time you bore your soul to Jesus? Anybody just ever had one of them snotting fits in his presence? Come on, somebody, help me. I didn't say because you were praying for a miracle. Oh, y'all got to help me. I didn't say because you're praying for somebody. I said it's just because you had to come and let everything out so you could receive what he had. Now, that's relationship. He didn't stop there, did he? What's the next thing he told him? You didn't give me no water to wash my feet. What's the next thing he said? You gave me no kiss. But this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. How many of y'all have a relationship with him that you just want to give Jesus a big kiss? You ain't saying nothing. You know, men don't kiss no. I understand. How many of y'all have ever greeted somebody that you loved? Come on, help me. See, the Pharisee did it out of works. But the woman did it out of love. She did it out of relationship. Do you understand that when you come to Jesus, sometimes Jesus' love will so overwhelm you that you realize you wasn't worthy to be forgiven of your sins. But he loved you enough that he forgave you anyway. Oh, somebody got to help me up in here. Watch this. And just because of his overwhelming love for you, you couldn't help but just give him overwhelming love back. Is there anybody here that can just love on him? Is anybody just ride down the road and say, I love you, Jesus? Oh, Jesus, you know what? You're the apple of my eye. Oh, my Lord, you're my Valentine. Yeah, you know you're getting around to February already, and they got the Valentine stuff out there. No, Jesus, you're my Valentine. You know what? There's nobody can take your place. You know what? I love my wife, but she can't take the place of my Jesus. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. And in order for me to love my wife, I need to know how to love like Jesus loved. Let me keep going right there because I'll get in trouble. I better back off of that one. Verse 46, my head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Oh, church. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Help me right here, please, Jesus. So many times we cry out, Lord, for the anointing. When's the last time you've been squeezed so that the anointing's poured out of you? When's the last time? Do realize that's where you get olive oil, right? They squeeze it until the oil comes out of it. Has anybody been so squeezed by the presence of God that just what oozes out of you? I'm trying to help you in relationship. Are you ready tonight? I hope you're ready for this depth. I hope you're ready for this meat. Are you hearing me, church? When's the last time you just bore your soul out to Jesus? When's the last time that you just couldn't help but give him a kiss? When's the last time that you just let everything be squeezed out of you so that you can pour everything out on him? Come on, somebody. When's the last time that, listen, if you can sing, even if you can't sing, you just couldn't help but do something? The word says make a joyful noise. You ain't got to be pretty all the time. Preach, Pastor. So for all those that don't have perfect pitch, all I can say is just make a beautiful sound. Come on, somebody. When's the last time you've been squeezed? I didn't say squeezed by the world. I'm saying being squeezed by the presence of... See, I'm messing up some of y'all right now because some of us are realizing that we've been a Pharisee for too long. I believe that's why Jesus would say some of us need to return back to our first love. Because a lot of times we can put a lot of things in the place of relationship. Let me go to the last one. Therefore I say unto her, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Can I help everybody real quick? Real fast, and I'll close. You ready? A lot of times we take our past. We take our hurts and our pains. Are you hearing me? And we use them for an excuse. And what we forget about is how much he loved us to bring us out of them. So easy to remember this back here. My question to you is this. How many of you know what he's done for you? And if you know what he's done for you, why would you hold back your love from him? People tell me all the time, they say, Pastor, why are you so loving? Because I got a past. I got one that wasn't rosy, wasn't peachy. But I came to realize that there was one that loved me beyond all of that. And I can't help myself but to love him back even more. How many of us in here are beginning to realize that patches are going to be pulled off? It's time. Come on, some of us in here, we already know because, look, there's some things we've had hidden and we didn't have no choice. The Lord just pulled them off. Hello? Amen? And I don't believe he's done. And we blame the devil a lot of times, but the truth is, really, God's behind it. Because you wouldn't deal with it if he didn't expose it. Good preaching, Pastor. So my question tonight is, with everybody here, with every head bowed and every eye closed, how many of us here are ready for him to pour new into right now? Is there some areas in our life where we've patched up for too long? So tonight, with every head bowed and every eye closed right now in this moment, I want to take a minute and just get quiet and let your soul search. Is that okay? Don't get anxious because it's quiet. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to speak directly to you. I believe he wants to speak to you directly right now. So for everybody here under the sound of my voice, how many of us are ready to just take off all the patches and just say, Lord, I just need to be new? You say, well, Pastor, I prayed a prayer and I've asked the Lord to forgive me. Yes, that's true. There's still areas that has to go in all of us. So tonight, right here in this moment, I'm going to take a minute and just get quiet. Before I do, I want you to pray this with me. Are you ready? Everybody here, just repeat after me and say, Holy Spirit, I ask you to uncover, reveal anything that would keep me from a new and fresh anointing right now in Jesus' name. Father God, your Holy Spirit is revealing some things to us right now. Lord, please don't stop just because we leave the service tonight. Not all of them are bad. Because you're not just a judging God, you're a loving God. But Lord, tonight we just surrender those areas of our lives, good and bad. We ask you to reform us, remold us, and reshape us. And we thank you, God, that because we ask, we receive. So Lord, we thank you that right now we release those areas of our lives, and Lord, we receive because we ask you to move in our lives right now. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We let go of worry, anxiety, fear. You got to go in Jesus' name. Lord, we receive your peace, your joy, your comfort. We thank you for it right now, and we call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.